institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you will improve your sex life. And all these amazing things will happen to you when you go to sexwithemily.com and check out the site and listen to all of our shows. We've got a lot of podcasts. You can also watch and listen to them, which is amazing. And we're here. It's Happy Monday. Happy Monday, Menace.
And your penis will grow.
And your penis will grow. Oh, it's weird. It's just straight. It's a weird side effect. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say because I was kind of hearsay, but men's penises do grow when they go to the website.
Gigantic.
Not that there's anything wrong with your penis the way it is now. It's totally fine. But if you want it to grow. What up, Menace?
Hi, how you doing?
So good to see you.
What's going on with you?
Oh my God.
How was the weekend?
We were supposed to hang out, but we were?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you serious? We talked about it for an hour on Friday. You forget.
What were we going to do? A hunky Jesus.
We were going to meet up at the big wheel race.
Right.
Yeah.
And did you go?
I went for like half hour. Because,
at Dolores Park?
Yeah.
Because I was there too.
Not Dolores Park.
Okay.
It was on Vermont Street.
Right.
Which is actually
the curviest street in the city.
Yeah, it's actually curvier than Lombard Street in San Francisco. But it was so crazy. It was such a bro fest. I wanted to be a part of it.
Right.
And I'm going to definitely do it next year where I actually go down in the big wheel. But when you're not a part of it and you're out there, like bros. We'll find anything to celebrate, to go drink.
Right.
Like, they will take over
anything. Tell me what the big wheel, because I was going to go to that after, and then we never made it because we got all fucked up in the park.
So every year on Easter, thousands of people will get big wheels, and then they'll
just
go down
Just like your traditional big wheel. Like like the big wheel that we have
in our
kids.
And they'll go down this super windy street, and they'll be drunk and smoke weed and all the stuff. It's
love
crazy.
Love it. I can't believe I missed it.
It's such a way to celebrate
I could
Easter.
Only do one event. Yeah, it was that's what I love about San Francisco. So yesterday, I went to the Hunky Jesus Easter Festival contest in Dolores Park, and it was insane. Apparently, it's the busiest day of the year at Dolores Park, which is always a bunch of people hanging out.
Yeah.
And there was all these men dressed as Hunky Jesuses.
How many bros were there?
Not many bros.
You tell me the Hunky Jesus
lots of bros.
Weren't
no,
like
lots of
all
bros.
Bros.
Lots of bros. Yeah. Not bros, but gay, straight, everything. But when you say once again, let's introduce our guest. Our guest is Oscar Raimondo.
All right.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Oh,
good to see you. So you were in the park. So Oscar is a writer, and he's going to talk about his article. It's a fascinating article that's on Huffington Post today and his blog, and we're going to get more into you, Oscar, in a moment.
Right.
However, Oscar was also at the Funky Jesus.
What Hunky
did I
call
it? Hunky Jesus. I kept calling it the Funky all day.
So see, like—
Mostly gay, though, right?
Mostly gay, I'd say.
But there had to be, like, a lot of bros there, right?
When
we're talking about bros, we're talking about like the frat guy.
Frat guys from the marina or something.
Yeah.
Not that I'm trying to geographically stereotype.
Because they love to celebrate any type
but
of holiday.
But Dolores Park was more families and gay, would
you
say?
It was more of like a queer sort of thing, think.
Mm-hmm.
I think
more
that
queer.
The bros sort
like,
of
I went with all my gay friends.
Gay
like, I didn't go with any of my straight friends. But I'm not saying they weren't there.
All right.
The point is,
I don't think they were there, actually.
I don't think they were there.
Yeah. Wow,
they were not there.
Yeah.
It was fun, though. But it was very San Francisco because everyone was out dressed up, crazy in the park. And I'm like, I love that this is how we celebrate Easter.
Yeah.
By seeing Hunky Jesus.
It's really cool. Anything else going on?
Yeah, so many things. So anyway, I had a crazy weekend. I went to the dog park and I taught my dog how to fetch. And she now fetches. And it was very easy. So she's a fetcher. And I went to the doggy park happy hour on Friday night.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, after
riveting.
The show. It's so fun. It's everyone with their dogs and we get drunk and watch our dogs run.
Everyone's shits and pisses everywhere.
No, and my dog fetched and she's very cute.
That's cool.
I know. It was really fun. And then I went to a garden party where we were doing my friend's garden on Saturday, but I actually missed the part when everyone was working. I just came up for
drinking. That's surprising.
It's weird. I had to get my hair done. I missed it. But it was fun. It was like fixing up my friend's garden.
That's
and then
cool.
I had the most amazing night last night. I had a really full weekend. For me, usually I'm like, it was okay. It was fun. What'd you do?
Mm-hmm.
But I went to Japantown.
Yes.
Do you ever go to Japantown?
I go there all the time,
I got a massage. Oh, yeah. You love Japanese everything. Mm-hmm. Got a massage at Kabuki.
All right.
Have you been there? Kabuki Hot Springs? It was a gift.
No. I go to the theater, though.
Okay. Yeah. I've been to the theater. Got a massage. And then have you been to Ichibankan, that store that sells the crazy stuff in it?
Yeah.
Like crazy little tiny things for your cell phones and little bags and little Hello Kitty things. It was crazy. So I bought all the stuff. It was
really cool.
I had a really fun night.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Have you been to Ichiban-Con?
No, I have not.
Okay. I'm obsessed with it.
It's like basically it's like Japan, a dollar store. Yeah.
Of Japanese products.
Mm-hmm. I go to Daiso. That's another.
Yeah. I almost went there, but it was closed.
Japanese one.
So that's what I did. It was a really fun weekend and hung out, drank, worked on the new website. Really fun stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I watched Hunger Games again.
Okay, why?
Because I was over at Pixar.
I can't even get one movie down. I just can't even see a movie and you see it twice.
I saw it twice because the first time I actually saw it at Kabuki Theater and I was drunk, so I had to keep on walking out to go to the bathroom.
But
this time I was with a bunch of friends and, you know, it was free. So we went and watched it. And now I'm obsessed with Jennifer Lawrence.
You love her?
The character.
She's hot?
I love her. Check her out.
Okay.
She's from Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I've seen the pictures.
She's from Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which I love already.
Why?
And
I thought you loved Midwest.
I like anybody outside the coast, you know?
Right.
And then she's into firearms, shooting.
Right.
She plays the guitar. And her favorite cocktail is a Long Island iced tea.
Okay.
How can you not love a woman
You
like
love
that?
This woman.
Already.
You're in love. Oh, my God.
And
so you're obsessed.
She looks like she could be half Japanese.
Yeah. It sounds like
not.
The perfect woman for you. Is she single?
I don't know. Probably not. Yeah, like I have a chance.
You might. Shoot high.
I'll run into
her. You're
going
to be on television soon.
No.
Should we talk about our television show again?
Yeah, just talk about it real quick. I was I shared some info about it, how Ashley Tisdale is the executive producer. And
yes.
I had to keep on talking about it just recently because There was another show shot at the same time here in the Bay Area, and people have comments about it, and I just wanted to say, hey, this is the show that Emily's doing is Misadvised.
Right.
Just FYI.
We just announced it on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Bravo probably in the summer, and it's called Misadvised, and it's about three single dating experts. Do we practice what we preach? And Menace and I shot this reality show, but we couldn't tell anyone about it because we weren't allowed to announce it until
it was in the press.
For a year, we couldn't tell you. There were cameras in here shooting while we were doing shows, and we couldn't tell you people's.
Yeah, it was insane.
And now we're telling you everything.
It's going to be funny.
So Menace and I were in the trailer. They just showed on television.
I kept on talking about it. And the feedback is overwhelmingly positive.
Because they're your friends. But behind your back, they're going, what the fuck?
No way. No.
Okay, good. What'd they say?
People are really excited about it.
What'd they say?
People will tell me.
Tell me.
That they're really happy because they know like how long the show has been going on. And
fledgling.
Just doing podcasts and stuff like that. And they know you. And they know you've been working really hard at it. And they're really happy for you.
That's so sweet.
They're not talking smack.
Nice. Okay.
Not like I'm sure your friends are.
They're not asking like, does Emily like it in the butt?
No. But they,
that's
they
what
wanna...
Menace friends. Whenever Menace is, they're like, really, you work with Emily? That's cool. Does she like it in the ass? That's what his friends usually ask about me. So I'm glad to hear that they actually are feeling some.
Yeah, they're very excited.
Some thrill.
I think
joy.
The gays are also excited for your show. I think there's going to be some screenings of it.
Really?
In Castro sometime. Yeah.
Come on,
seriously. Yeah, you should come out. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what do you mean come out? I'm there. I am the party. I would love to do screens in the Castro. We should probably do it at the Castro Theater.
That'd be great.
I know. I don't know when it's going to – did you hear about the show that we're doing?
I heard about the show.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
okay, good.
Because
we couldn't really talk about it. I think I told you about it at that dinner we met.
Right.
Oscar, we met at a little – it's dinner.
A little gathering.
A little gathering in the city where we were talking about vibrators. I mean, it was a vibrator. We were there to celebrate a new vibrator.
Right. And then we went to that party with Andy Cohen.
Exactly. That's right. That same night, Andy Cohen from Bravo was there.
She doesn't remember anything.
I have a really bad memory. That was the same night?
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
But then I saw you again.
Thank you. I do have a very bad memory. However, that was not the same night. That's the second
time
I saw
you. But you remember meeting Andy Cohen.
Of course, yes. And do you remember you were standing there when I was like, hi, oh my God, I'm Emily. Nice to meet you. He's like, I know who you are. I've been watching you on, because he's his executive producer. And I didn't know that.
Wow.
I thought he was a talk show host because I had never seen television before.
Yeah, she never.
I'd never
watched Bravo.
A Bravo show the whole time we were shooting. I had never seen a Bravo television show in my life, not one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know that he was like also happens to be the
right
station. So that was embarrassing, but it was funny. And he's like, "I was going to invite you," and there it was. That was a fun night.
It was a fun night.
Super fun night. Okay, so that was my weekend. Super fun. What else with you?
Nothing much. Just I drank a lot of champagne.
You're mixing up your drinks.
I'm on a champagne kick lately.
Did you have sex?
Yes, I had sex.
You have got to give me some information.
I'm trying to remember. Like,
give me one thing that was interesting about it.
That was interesting about it. I got a blowjob.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
Nice. Where did you ejaculate?
In the woman's mouth.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, good.
That was very classy for me to say. Yes.
So you took the condom off and then you ejaculated in her mouth.
Yes, of
course.
Good.
Awesome. Come on. Good for you. Well, no, I'm just glad. I never get enough details from you.
What about you? What happened with you?
I am glad you asked about my sex life because I had amazing sex. And I have a new favorite sex toy.
Oh, God.
So, okay, I get all these sex toys.
I'm afraid. Go ahead.
It's amazing. I was telling Kelsey on the way over. I'm having a heart attack about it.
Is it the rock box where it's the strongest vibrator ever?
No, I haven't tried it yet. Oh, my God. I just got it in the mail. I got the strongest vibrator on the planet, was sent to me as a gift, which was so nice. It's called the rock box. It's sitting on my desk in my office, and I'm afraid of it.
Okay.
But this is different. This is from Good Vibrations, actually. You can get it at goodvibes.com. And it's by a brand called Jejoue, J-E-J-O-U-E. And it's called the Mimi. And it is like kind of like an egg-shaped vibrator. And you charge it in the wall. And then you have it. And it's super powerful. It has 5 speeds. And it's powerful enough. And you can use it during intercourse over your clit, your whole pubic mound, if you will, where there's a lot of vibrations that can hit like your G-spot and whatever inner... whatever going in your innards going, whatever you have going on inside, it affects all those areas and your clitoris, which is very important because people, women and men can use vibrators during sex and it feels friggin' amazing. And the man that I happened to be with, his penis, enjoyed it as well because the vibration was really strong and he really liked it.
But it didn't make him rise to the occasion quicker, did it?
No, he was already there, baby.
No, I mean, let his fireworks go off beforehand.
No, not at all. He controls it.
Okay, cool.
So anyway, if you're interested in this new thing, so we get a ton of sex toys. We have a new video on our website. We all went to Good Vibrations except for Menace. And we got a ton of sex toys. Like it was crazy, crazy, crazy because we're trying out new toys because we want to tell you about them. And it's the Jejoue Mini. You go to goodvibes.com and you put in coupon code GVEMILY15 for 15% off all your purchases.
Mm.
I am obsessed with this new vibrator. And I haven't had a vibrator rock my world in a while. So that was my sexual experience.
Sounds good.
I enjoyed it because it's a great couples vibrator. It's a great to use during intercourse. Do you use sex toys, Oscar? And if you do, what have you used? What's your favorite?
This is going to be really surprising, but I'm kind of a prude in bed, and I don't know how I feel about sex toys. I feel
okay.
I like you know, missionary style.
I'm right there with you, brother.
He hates sex toys.
No, I don't hate them, but I just
feel... He's never used them.
I feel that...
How can you hate what you have not tried?
I feel it's a slippery slope. It's like a drug. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a gateway. It's like once you start off with the bullet, right?
Right.
Next thing you know, you have the donkey-sized, you know, Terminator that's... all the way up in your innards. Like, seriously, that's so, you know, people have been doing it a certain way 1,000 years. I'm going to try that way until I get to a point maybe where I feel like I need to bring in toys. But that's my plan.
Well, let me just say why toys are good and why I'm bringing this up. Because a lot of women, only 30% of women can have orgasms during intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Only 30%.
No.
During penetration. So that's not very many women. That's 3 out of 10 women are like, nothing happened to me. But because they need more clitoral stimulation than a man's penis can provide.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all these sex toys now. I mean, there's always been a lot of sex toys, but now they're just clitorally focused. So you can put them right there, unobtrusive. It's quiet. You barely know it's there. And it helps women have orgasms during intercourse.
All right.
What's wrong? Why are you laughing at me?
No.
Join me on to sex in the news.
Yes.
You're getting that anxious look about you.
No, I'm fine. I don't know. I feel like today the show's already started off like kind of weird. It's like all over the place. And
what do you mean?
Very posy. I just wanted to keep on going.
Okay. Sex in the news.
Yeah.
Bristol Palin promotes abstinence by living with boyfriend on TV.
What?
She's a reality show? I didn't even know this. After smacking baby daddy Levi Johnson for thousands back in child support, Bristol Palin has decided to plunge into a trial marriage, which will be a drum roll please, followed into reality TV. Whatever. I don't care about her.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, she went hard with it when the campaign was going on, the presidential campaign.
Right, but now she's living with some guy on reality TV. Like, she'll do whatever opportunity comes her way. Who cares?
Yeah, of course, to make money. I don't think that she's actually staying pure. Like, she's having sex with this guy.
Everyone who says that they're a virgin, they're waiting and they're saving it, already been fucked.
But doesn't she have a baby?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
but
she's a baby,
like,
but
she's committed
she's
to being
be abstinent now.
Abstinent again until she's married.
That Does that work? Can you sort of...
No, I know. She's definitely either blowing this guy or really having sex with him. There's no effing way.
Oh. Okay.
There's no way.
I don't even care about the Palins. I don't even want to talk
about
them.
Well, her ex already impregnated another
I know.
Guy.
That's what we talked about that on Friday. Yeah. So I'm like, two Palin mentions in a week is way too many for me. Forget Viagra. The new cuddle drug could be key to better bedroom performance.
Cuddle drug? Oh, you'll love this.
I know. Oxytocin. Sniffing a compound made up of oxytocin, the hormone that prompts women to create breast milk and bond with their babies, has been recently shown to have very beneficial effects on a man's sex life. Called the cuddle chemical in test subjects, it increased libido and enhanced performance and also makes men more sensitive and aware of others' feelings. Aware? That's not true, does it? Is it this, makes men more sensitive and aware of others' feelings.
However, did you read this on AprilFools.com?
No. Something? However, one man in the study wasn't 100% pleased with his new touchiness, reporting in one instance that he hugged another male colleague in a very out-of-character way. You need this drug, Menace, because you don't like cuddling in bed.
I like cuddling. It's
so
just,
oxytocin is actually is a natural chemical that we all produce after we have sex, after we have intercourse. And in men, oxytocin spikes right after. So that's like right after why men are kind of like more cuddly, mm-hmm. except for Menace. And for women, it keeps spiking and spiking. So it's not as dramatic. And so that's when women get attached.
Yeah.
So that's why I always say that women should not rush and have sex right away. A reason to wait, wait till you're 3 years, but wait a few months is because we get attached to men. We have the oxytocin spikes. We think we like this guy even though he's a serial killer. We don't know. We attach to them and we've got the oxytocin in our brain, whatever. But they're saying that this could be good for men who need more to be more affectionate, yeah. whatever. And I don't understand how they're putting it into a drug.
I don't see how they're going to start taking this drug either.
You don't think men are going to take it?
No. I mean, why would they be encouraged to take it? Be honest.
Because men should be cuddly. I love cuddling. That's my favorite part.
It doesn't make your penis bigger and stronger or anything like that. So who cares?
I think I care. I want men to be cuddly. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I see women, you know, breaking it up and putting in their coffee or something. But I don't see guys taking it on their own. No way.
But this also increased libido and enhanced performance.
Okay.
A lot of men have problems with performance. We talk a lot about that. We talked about that on the show the other day. Okay, let's go to eat some emails.
All right. From the people.
From the peeps. Thanks, everyone, for writing us at feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. You can find Menace at White Menace.
On everything.
On Instagram, too. Which was just bought for $1 billion. We're going to get into that in a minute. Let me just tease what's upcoming. Oscar Raimondo, he's talking about gay dating and Instagram and a lot of other things.
I am so excited to talk to him.
I know.
This.
I kept saying Madison's going to love talking to you today. We're going to get there in a second. So, shortly. All right. Circumcision. This is about circumcision. I enjoyed your article about the difference between intact men and circumcised ones. I wish they had not committed that aggravated battery on me when I was an infant. Please remember that it's not the man's fault when that's been done to him. Carl Hegblun from Salt Lake City, Utah. So this is from a blog that we wrote, from Confessions of an Intern blog, about her boyfriend is uncircumcised and how the sex is different. So he was just commenting on it. Mm-hmm. The simple difference between a circumcised and uncircumcised penis is the thin layer of skin, the foreskin, which is highly sensitive and surrounds the end of this uncircumcised penis like a sleeve. And when erect, an uncircumcised man's foreskin retracts over the shaft, exposing the head, blah, blah, blah. People say that it's more sensitive and they can feel better, and that a lot of people think it's a crime against men to be circumcised. Like my friend, she came over with her baby the other day. Mm-hmm. He was like 3 months. She's like, look, uncircumcised. It's a whole thing.
That's effing disturbing.
What do you think?
But
right.
My thing is I don't think people can actually have a fair, I don't know, how to explain the difference of the feeling unless, you know, they had a circumcision done when they
right.
were 20
exactly.
years old.
Exactly. You can't say, like my orgasm is better than your orgasm or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, women probably can say what they like better. They like uncircumcised
yeah,
or
it's all
circumcised.
Good.
Well, what I think is interesting is that, you know, female circumcision is sort of frowned upon all over the world.
Right.
Yeah,
so it's sort of like a double standard, right?
I mean, total double standard.
And it's genital mutilation is genital mutilation.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, there is a whole movement, mm-hmm. but I don't know. People still do it for religious right. reasons
of
and
course.
All that stuff. But.
Have you heard of partial circumcisions?
No. Yes.
Where it's just like
sort
you,
of. What
you
is
have
it?
Like a partial part of your foreskin is still there, but it's sort of cleaned up a little bit.
Okay.
You get like, some of the sensations that you would have if you're intact.
I want all still, of it. All the sensations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I get the partial part. I would. I'd be like, just partial? I want them all. Okay. So how do you feel about uncircumcised penises? Anything? Any comments?
No. No comment.
Okay. Just wondering.
It's such,
Dennis, how do you feel about that?
I'm happy that I am circumcised. How about that? Because I don't even want to get into this because people are so passionate about it. Like even in San Francisco, remember they were trying to ban circumcision and stuff like that. People lose their minds over it. I don't know.
People lose their minds about everything. Okay. Why am I single? Long time no write, Emily. It's your favorite sailor, Jamal. Remember Jamal?
Yes.
He writes us all the time. He hasn't written us in a while. Here to write you something that's been on my mind for a few weeks now. I hit the big 3-0 this year. I was wondering, what is it about me that keeps me single? I think I figured it out. I think I'm an idealistic dinosaur. You see, Emily, I believe in finding true love. I believe in romance. I believe in manners. I believe in chivalry. I believe that showing a woman that you care for her isn't being soft or whipped. It means you're honest. I know, not just believe, that commitment is more my style than random hookups. And that does not make me clingy or codependent. I also know that despite all this, I still cannot find anyone. Trust me, I've tried. Match, OkCupid, Craigslist personals, not casual encounters, speed dating twice, friends, family hooking me up, etc. The workplace is tricky because the military has rules against it. I also know that I'm afraid that this time Miss Wright rolls into my life, I'll be so fed up and angry with waiting that I'll devolve into some borderline misogynistic womanizer. I know who I am and what I deserve. I'm not looking for a woman who's finally figured out. I'm not looking for a woman who finally figured out after a decade plus of dating and maybe a few baby daddies that she wants to be with someone who treats her well. Millions of women have learned that lesson for her. She didn't have to touch fire to find out it burns and scares you. I refuse to pay for another man's mistakes. So what does a fella do? Sincerely,
what does a
Jamal.
Fella do?
God, I feel like I need to lay him down and have a heart-to-heart, like a therapy session or something, and give him a stiff drink.
I don't think he's doing anything wrong. I'm happy that he's actually going out there and trying things like speed dating and OkCupid and all those. It takes time. If that's how you feel about having a relationship where you want it to be like that, it's going to take you a while. You're not just going to find somebody right away. If you're out there just banging, of course, you're just going to find chicks left and right. But if you want something that's true love and all that stuff, it's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Jamal's doing a lot of work, a lot of soul searching. Mm-hmm. And he's obviously figured a lot of things out and what he believes in, which is so important, who he's going to be. He's like, mm-hmm. I've listened to this show. I've listened to this advice, that advice. But I believe in chivalry. I believe in romance. I believe in manners. And he's going to keep being himself until he finds someone. And keep going. It takes time. Mm-hmm. Life is – it's about the journey. You will find someone. We're all going to find someone. But I believe that Jamal's problem – because we've received several emails from Jamal over the time. And Jamal always says that he's like frustrated and he can't find someone. And I just believe that attitude and that he believes he's not going to find someone is the reason why he's not finding someone. Because he keeps repeating that. He's very negative about it.
Yeah.
I think he's approaching it very angrily already. I think he's too angry.
You got to chill, man.
Jamal, you got to have fun with this shit. Just have fun, meet people, go out on dates, but it doesn't have to be the one. You're only 30 years old. Jesus.
What you do is you get to a bar, you drink as much as you can in the first 10 minutes, and then just start talking to people.
He might not be a drinker. Menace's solution for everything is alcohol.
Alcohol, you know, is the answer sometimes.
I'm kidding, though. You should not do that because you'll be out of your mind and you would not be able to take anybody home that night. Because you'll turn everybody off because you're wasted. It's right. Sarcasm. I'm joking.
It's funny.
But you can definitely drink to loosen yourself up a little bit, you know?
Not be as shy, but don't drink the bar in the first 10 minutes. Don't drink as much as Menace. But I think that what he's saying is that it's going to take a while that women don't realize that they want a nice guy and he's a nice guy. But mm-hmm. women will realize it and when the time is right.
Yeah.
It's all about timing and relationships.
Can we talk to the guest now? I'm very excited.
Done. I'm very excited. Emails.
No.
I knew that he'd be so excited.
No, I knew you were
I'm
done.
Still here,
that's
Menace. I'm still here.
No,
okay.
No.
Let's talk a little bit about Oscar. Let me give you a little intro here. Oscar Raimondo. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
Okay. So he writes for Rolling Stone, The Atlantic, and QueerTea.com. He is currently working on his first novel, Confessions of a Boy Toy. You're a boy toy?
No, not anymore.
It's not about you. That's right. It's a fictional account, but I'm sure there's some juicy stuff in there about you. But what we're talking about is he just wrote a poem. It was on your blog today and Huffington Post.
Right.
And it's called The Male Gaze, or Load More. Is that part of the title?
Yeah, Load More.
Load More, The Male Gaze, Self-Objectification and Gay Vanity on Instagram.
That's right.
Really interesting article.
Question number one.
Yes.
why do you care about Instagram when you have an awesome app for you guys called Grindr?
Grindr, right. So the thing is, you know,
why even use Instagram?
Because that's what the article is. You don't even notice, you don't even know this. Tell okay. them.
So, you know, when it comes to getting laid, gay men are obviously the early adopters, right? When it comes yeah. to any technology,
right.
any emerging technology. And Instagram is sort of like the new kid on the block. It's like the hot thing. Everyone has it. Everyone's talking about it. Facebook just bought it for $1 billion.
$1 billion today.
Today. Yeah.
Today. So definitely it's the application.
Right.
And of course, gay men are starting to use it as sort of a grinder, as sort of a, you know, you don't have to take a photo of your coffee that you're having that morning. You can take mm-hmm. a photo of you shirtless in front of a mirror, and maybe that will get more likes, right?
Yeah. I don't know, because my buddy who's gay, he's not really into Instagram, but he is on the grinder 24/7. Right. He's on another one called Boy Ahoy.
Uh-huh, Boy Ahoy.
And I think there's one other one.
Scruff?
That he talks about.
But there's so many.
There's one like just for like bears and stuff like that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I don't see why you would be interested in Instagram
yeah,
at
Instagram
all.
More than any other social network site. Why is Instagram the one that everyone's going to now?
I think just because those filters make everyone
look... Because you make everyone look
yeah.
hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can make some really cool photos.
Yeah, like you could just be like having a horrible night, be totally hungover, mm-hmm. whatever, and bloated, well, and make yourself look amazing by using Instagram.
Okay, then how would you take from Instagram, using Instagram, how do you take that from following somebody to dating somebody?
Yes.
Well, it's tricky, right?
It's more
because
private,
it's not
yeah.
built for that. But I think that's sort of what the appeal to it, right? Mm-hmm. So Grindr, you get what you get. It's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. But with Instagram, you have to work a little bit more. And this is just for gay guys. But because you first have to find the location. So you have to look at the hashtag and find somebody that's posted somebody in San Francisco or use mm-hmm. the geolocation.
Right.
And then you have to find out if they're gay and if they have a shirtless photo that's most yeah. likely that they're gay. And then they have to have a link to their Twitter or a link to their Facebook or another social network.
Yeah, some people don't
in order
have
to
that.
Connect, because you can't send a message on Instagram.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I just found out they have an app now called Insta DM. Instagram. I'm not really into it though, because it searches your Instagram contacts and who else is on Insta DM. But the only problem is, to first contact that person, you have to leave a comment saying that you're on Insta DM.
Oh, I see.
So that's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
That's annoying. There's too many steps in that process. Yeah.
Well, I mean, now that Facebook has got its hands on it, I'm sure all that social stuff is going to come in.
We all integrate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what they're going to do with it. It's going to be...
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. But I see, but there's so many different steps, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I see, like, okay, one of the one of the women I feel that's one of the hottest women in the world.
Right.
I follow her on Instagram. And...
And Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr.
Twitter.
You follow her.
I follow her on Twitter, yeah. But, yeah, if she didn't link her Twitter on there...
Right.
I mean, there would be no way for me to, like, unless right. I was being a creeper and I was leaving right. a bunch of comments, that's the only way I'd be able to, like, have a conversation with her. You know?
Well, it's definitely a lot of steps, and it's definitely mm-hmm. not.
But it's kind of
convenient.
Like this way that they can, because you're talking about what?
No, so I was like, so I'm saying, like, how do you see it blowing up in the gay scene?
It is.
Well, it's blown up in the gay scene and just not necessarily dating or finding dates, but, you mm-hmm. know, I've interviewed some guys that. At bars, people go up to them and be like, oh, I follow you on Instagram. So it's sort of become,
yeah, yeah.
you know, a conversation topic.
It's become a pickup line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, you know, posting a photo of yourself looking attractive, I mean... And
well, see, I hate that kind of stuff. Like, if there's a girl that posts... I just tweeted about that. If a girl posts 15 self-portraits in a day.
Right.
I'm unfollowing that bitch. I don't care how hot she is. Like,
but why? Because she comes off self-involved or...
Yeah, self-involved. Like, I already know what the F you look like. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need that many photos of you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But, yeah, it's different. It's different
yeah,
for you.
I posted, I said, one self-portrait a week is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
But... there's some that are just all day long, just photos of themselves. Like, I do not...
Let's see.
Care.
Let me pull up. I took a screenshot of this guy just because.
Okay.
What about this guy? Do you think these are too many?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's only
crazy.
Photos of him.
But that's what the gay community is doing, and that's what your article
is. I mean, this
yeah.
is sort of the extreme of it, but it's just – and I. The thing is,
wow.
Who are we
– I didn't mean to go through your pictures.
Oh, it's okay. I deleted all the naughty ones before
okay,
coming
good,
here
perfect.
Just because I knew you were going to do that.
You got to grab your phone. But,
yeah, I mean – when I was writing this article, I was a little conflicted about it because, you know, I'm always under the impression that if you've got it, flaunt it, right?
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You look good.
Totally.
If you go to the gym 5 times a week and, you know, you only eat salads.
Right.
And you look great, then of course, I mean, you should be able to feel proud about that but, you know, there comes a point where it's a little too much and it
can be too much.
And it just.
But you said something,
you know,
really interesting in the article. And again, this article, where can people find this? The easiest way, your website?
On the Huffington Post.
The Huffington Post is a great
Or
way
you
too.
Can just search Confessions of a Boy Toy and you'll
find
the story
out.
There.
Yeah. But I thought it was really interesting. You talk about how gay men crave attention. I mean, everyone craves attention.
Everyone craves attention.
Men like to say that I crave attention.
It's funny that actually, did you know Family Guy made fun of that about gay guys craving attention?
Tell me about it.
It was at a carnival. The whole family was at a carnival, and one of the prizes is you win a gay guy. and then so one of the kids won the gay guy,
mm-hmm.
and he asked the family, he's like, oh, can I keep it? I keep it. And they're like, well, how do you feed it? And he's like, I just need attention.
Right.
That's how I live.
Right.
You say in your article that I think gay men, for the most part, crave attention. Instagram is an easy way to get as much attention as you want, said Cody, recently crowned the sword.com number one hottie on Instagram. So it's interesting that it's something about that flood of getting liked. And I think it's mm-hmm. for gay and straight, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone who, whatever, however you identify, we all like being validated for our photos. It's like this little serotonin rush you get every time someone likes your photo, you get like, oh my God, that feels
right,
good.
Even on Facebook,
and
right?
Even on Facebook, yeah. Same thing. You feel validated. So I guess you could see the gay community, if that is something that's, you know, you're constantly getting this reinforcement.
Right, but is it sort of like a slippery slope now? I mean, let's say, Emily, you post a cute photo of yourself. And you're maybe showing your bra strap.
Right.
And everyone likes it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then next week, are you going to post one with both? Or
right.
your nipple?
Yeah.
No, I know. I don't know. I've never gone down that road of posting tons of sexy photos of myself. People have said that to me. They've actually said, like, that would help your business and that would help your website and you should post more. But it's just not really who I am. I'm not that comfortable with it. I mean, I want to look hot in photos. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, okay, you know, we all get to approve the photos that our friends post and stuff. But I've never been the one that's, like, posting updates all day.
It's so funny. I watch other women talk about the women that's start posting a lot of self-portraits
mm-hmm.
and it becomes where, oh, she looks cute. And then it goes down to they start critiquing everything. Oh, she got a big ass forehead. Oh, you know, her nose is fucked up.
Because you're opening up yourself when you're posting those photos, right?
In the gay community, I'm sure it's not as bad.
No, I mean, in the gay community, everyone likes it, but it's still, you know, I'm wary of, you know, this whole internet, you know, making, you know, I remember like there used to be a time when you would go home with a guy and you'd be like so excited to like wait for him to take off his shirt. And now it's like every
gay
guy that I meet.
You're like, I've already seen him.
Yes,
I've already seen you with your shirt off. It takes some of it away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard taking away conversation too, because you share like important parts of your life or things that's happened, like fun things online. And then you go out later to tell your friend about it. Like, oh, yeah, I already read it.
They're like, all right, I saw that. I saw your things happening. Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like, so what do you talk about in person?
Yeah.
Men just sits and tweets the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was also interesting when you say that one interesting quote was, what's interesting about this trend for gay men is that being attracted to the same sex inherently means an attraction to oneself. We at once both the manhunters and the hunted.
Yeah, my gay buddy was talking. I think this is what you're talking about. He was saying how it's so much easier because all you have to do is when you go to a club, you just look at them. There's just a look.
Right, the gay stare.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, and then you already know what's up, and then you leave. That's it.
It's you not leave like, together. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that yeah. happens. In the-
There's no, like, awkward thing where, you know, between men and women, I don't know if she likes me, does she like me, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. There's just a look. That's what he said. There's just a look.
Yeah.
That's it.
Look,
I wish it was that easy. I could just look at a chick. I'm like, all right. And then you just leave. You leave the club and you already know what's going to go
down.
That
happens sometimes. Like at 2 a.m. when you're drunk enough,
like,
but who's ever like last standing? Isn't that what happens to you?
But like my buddy will just go to a club for 20 minutes and that's it. That's all.
Really?
I wish I could do that. I didn't have to spend hours in a club.
That is
how old
sort of
is
a gay
he? How old
stereotype.
Is
he is early 30s.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that is what happens in the gay community a lot. It depends where you hang out, though. Like, I have tons of gay friends who that's their world, and some there are that's not their world, right?
Right. So what about if you had your gay friend and you followed him on Instagram, and all of a sudden he started posting photos like this?
Okay.
I would unfollow him immediately.
I don't know. I'd probably get it. My gay friends, I'd probably get a kick out of it. I don't spend a lot of time on it. It doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
Well,
are you into it? Like, are you finding people to date?
Well, I'm seeing someone, and
okay,
it's
you're
been
in
sort of serious, right?
Okay.
But it's sort of caused some jealousy, right? When I live where, like,
well, you
like a
shirtless
photo.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. also on Instagram, you might not know this, you can click on your friend's feed and see all the photos that they liked.
Oh.
So it's funny because I was watching this other girl that I know. She liked this guy, but then she went and looked at all the photos that he liked, and she screenshotted and put it online. It's like, oh, we can really see what he's into. And he, like, liked all these photos of chicks, like, showing off their butts and their tits and all this
oh,
stuff.
Oh, God, really?
And then she, like, totally blew off this guy.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's funny. Yeah, you could totally see it all. But I, yeah, wait, what were you saying? Would I like it? What was I going to say to you? I don't know. Yes, it wouldn't bother me. What was I saying? I don't know.
Well, I told my boyfriend.
That's what I was going to say. The couples.
Right.
They're even in their couples, they're like, they're committed, but they still want that attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're still posting and they're like, okay, you can show your pictures, but your ass is mine. Like, you can never show your ass on Instagram. Like, couples make rules.
Sure. And it's just another step that you have to, like, you know,
you're like,
compromise
you know
and figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I definitely see that with females that have boyfriends or husbands, and they fiend for more attention. So they constantly feed the internet with, you know, sexy photos of themselves. Like, you're already with somebody. Why are you trying to get attention, you know? But I guess, you know, they need that.
Need that. We all need affirmation. And that's how people can easily get it now in the interweb.
I don't know.
I want people to affirm and like, and I want people to like the Sex with Emily fan page. That makes me feel good.
Yes.
I know they're not called fan pages anymore, but whatever. So what else? So what kind of feedback have you gotten on the article? Like, do you feel like you've spotted this trend and that's probably even going to like increase, right? Because people are going to be like, I didn't know that. Everyone's on Instagram.
Well, you know, no one has sort of written about it in this way. So it's great that, you know, and then that everyone's talking about Instagram now.
Oh,
right?
My God, so, it's crazy. So what are you working on next? What's your next article?
Well, I don't know. I sort of like to take some time off before jumping into something big like this because it does take a lot. You know, it takes a lot of research.
And oh, my God, it's a lot of research.
Yeah, looking at all those
everything
shirtless guys
exactly.
on Instagram.
But you're constantly writing, right? And you're doing a book.
Right. So right now I'm focusing on the book.
Okay. Confessions of a Boy
Confessions
toy.
Of a Boy
And
toy.
What's that about?
It's about gay dating in the future.
Oh, right. Okay. So,
what
do you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be kind of scary. You
really?
Know, everyone's going to know everything about each other. I mean, and this is sort of like a
I think it'd be
exaggeration, but
I think there's going to be a lot of quick relationships,
mm-hmm.
way more than
in the gay community
now.
Or just in general.
Yeah. And I think in the gay community, I mean, observing my friends, I think they go in and out of relationships like seriously. I mean, they call it like, you know, with lesbians.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, the first date they're already moving in.
Right.
Like that, but I think that they're getting in and out of relationships like super quick.
Your friends are now.
Yeah, compared to like 10 years ago.
Well,
that's
good. And living in San Francisco, you're always thinking, you know, there's another guy around the block. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah, the bigger, better picture.
The bigger, better deal.
Yeah.
That's what they say in LA, that every guy you date, there's like, look, or the woman's looking for the BBD, the bigger, better deal. Like, what's the next thing? Especially in dating online, it gives you so many more opportunities.
Right.
There's so many people liking mm-hmm. you all the time. That's good. You're in a committed relationship.
I am.
Being a good boy?
I try.
I try to. Jesus.
I believe when I get married, if social networking wasn't part of my job, that I would probably get rid of it all. I wouldn't care.
I would love
to see that day.
I swear. I would love to see that day too.
I'm going to make a motion picture about you deleting your Facebook account.
It would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
I would love to get rid of my email too.
I know. I hate email.
That would not be possible.
Email makes me tense. Okay, this was interesting here. A little bit trends.
And very
Thanks,
topical.
Oscar.
No, thank
very
you for
topical.
Having me.
Check out Insta DM. I told you about that.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to be the future for that app because everyone's going to want to holler at each other.
Totally.
Which because the DMing, but now Facebook bought it. It's just going to go crazy.
I'm sure that they'll add the DM.
I'll talk about Instagram. So check it out. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Just thank you, Oscar. Wait, people can find you. What's your website?
Confessions of a Boy Toy.
Confessions of a Boy Toy, and it's also on our website, sexwithemily.com. You'll be able to find it there. Thanks everyone for listening to the show. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.